Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
In the studio, we've missed you, Kirsten.
Yeah, I finally dragged myself in.
It's great to have you here. It's nice to see you. It's good to have everybody, the old gang, back together.
Yeah, eh? It feels different because it's been on, you know, not in person for so long.
It's great. It's very good. And what are we talking about this morning on Travelling Tunes?
So we're doing weeb music.
Now, what is weeb?
That's W-E-E-B, and it can be a derogatory term. So I do want to apologize to the people that think it's derogatory. I've been really trying to figure this out. Apparently, people who are weebs will humorously admit that they are. So it's someone obsessed with anime.
Okay.
But they'll joke about it, you know, that they have Japanese tattoos, they sleep with an anime big life-size pillow.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
I have not. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
True.
And there's another word, otaku, and that's the Japanese word for someone who's obsessed with anything. So it's used for geeks and stuff.
Okay, right.
So apparently the real weebs will call themselves otaku.
Ah.
But the otaku that I've read about are mostly obsessed with like one star. And there's certain streets where you can go and buy all your merch and
oh,
listen
cool.
to your stars and stuff in Japan. But so we, I guess, tends to be used for like maybe Westerners now that
yeah.
are really into
right.
it. So a non-Japanese male who watches and is a fan of CGDCT, that's cute girls doing cute things, anime.
Ooh.
Has a waifu pillow,
a
is obsessed with Japan. They're always talking about how kawaii their favorite characters are. And they occasionally use romanticized Japanese words. And they call non-weebs normies. Weebs are harmless. They know they're disliked by many people.
Weebs are harmless.
But they don't care.
It's very, I think that's the term I've come across. It usually, yeah, refers to like Westerners who are really, really into anime.
So I've met no one that will admit to being a weeb, but
no.
I know heaps of people that are way into anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think maybe the line is fine between being like just a fan, a super fan, and then being a weeb.
So my kids, their claim is that it's when it becomes your identity.
Okay.
Because they're like, oh, yeah,
I
love anime. But it's not my identity. But yet, nobody would admit it. But maybe I just don't know any weebs. So give your weebs in your life a hug.
I feel like the sleeping with a life-size
pillow.
Yeah.
That might be the giveaway, maybe.
But we're talking about the music, obviously.
Yeah, so the weeb music, they seem to be happy to use that term everywhere. You know, there was no sort of shame or worry that it was derogatory. So there's heaps of weeb music playlists, debates online for the good songs. Now, one thing I couldn't figure out, I've just chosen the path, is that it's any anime music or only the certain sort of hypo post-punk cutesy kind.
Okay. And so are they...
So I chose any anime music.
Right.
Because some of the lists had that.
So this is... I'm going to butcher this. The girl in Byakuya? Byakuya?
So this is Susumu Hirasawa, and he's sort of like an established musician that's been in some bands and stuff. And this is from an anime film, 2006 film, Paprika.
So
it's, wait, I'm going to read what it's about. It's a science fiction psychological thriller based on a 1993 novel about a research psychologist who uses a device that permits therapists to help patients by entering their dreams.
Whoa, cool. Whoa. I mean, anime is awesome because the plots are really interesting. It's quite different in many ways to the way that a lot of like Western stories
well,
are
yeah,
structured.
All these plots when I was reading for these things sound really sort of complex
cool, yeah.
and dark. And even the word otaku, like it's named after some murders that happened by
Whoa.
An obsessive person.
Whoa.
So like there's this darkness. And what's funny is they're not really accepted in Japanese society. You know, they're considered weirdos or oddballs.
Otaku.
Otaku. And so like, but yeah, they're there. Like to us outsiders, it seems sort of apart. But they're definitely,
yes.
you know, like you wouldn't be happy if your kid was one or you wouldn't let your daughter
right.
date one. Like, because they are sort of too obsessive.
And so just to be clear, this is strictly all of these songs will always be featured in a film or a show.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I feel like the weeb thing includes anything Japanese. but the weeb playlists all came from anime, either films or television shows. And I think for the listeners, you know, when I would read all about their comments, it's an association with the show. You know, especially a show when you're binge-watching and then that theme song comes every half an hour to remind you, that's another episode.
Yeah. But I got to say, like, this is still cool, though, like, in its own right.
Yeah, and he's a great musician and he's done a lot of work.
It's got that cinematicness to it, though, where you're like, I can see how this is attached to a...
And you can see that if you are a musician in Japan... You know, there's only so many outlets for your music. You can make pop songs for the charts, but, you know.
Oh, this is cool.
I guess, like, soundtracks on films is a way that people do discover new music sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the other songs of group would just do the theme song of what they don't normally do, film music. But there's this sort of, you know, if you're a musician, you're going to do stuff. And, you know, think of all the musicians you love. A lot of the music is used in films.
Yeah.
It's just a natural...
And also, like, you know, non-anime TV shows, theme songs, they really become iconic as well.
They do.
Like Dawson's Creek.
Oh, my God.
That's a classic. Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
The OC.
We need to think of a name for Dawson's Creek fans.
They've all got iconic theme tunes, though. Like, you definitely must have, you know, that one friend who gets really drunk and puts on.
Yeah, but so
Friends. Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek.
I guess
imagine you, that friend.
I'm not that friend.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I feel like you're shaming me.
But would we make a playlist of all songs from our TV shows? That would be a weird playlist.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm really curious about is, do these musicians get commissioned to make works for these TV shows, or does their music get co-opted for TV shows?
Usually they get commissioned to make it.
Okay.
So they're, you know, usually already established.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess the other way around, for Western shows, they'll find some song that they think is perfect. And sometimes the artist is lesser known.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the next track? Just for the... Oh, there it is.
So this is TK?
Yes. Unravel.
The song is Unravel, and the TV show is TV anime Tokyo Ghoul 2014.
Now, Tokyo Ghoul was one that I don't know because I've not seen it, but I had a friend who was really into Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, okay.
And so I've heard about it through this friend.
Sure. It's a friend. Yes. Tell us about your friend.
My good friend.
So it's about a college student who barely survives a deadly encounter with his date, who reveals herself as a ghoul. And then after recovering in hospital in a critical condition, he has found out he underwent a surgery that transformed him to a half ghoul. Because some of his girlfriend's organs were transferred into his body.
How do you transfer a ghoul's organs?
And now he must consume human flesh to survive. Sorry, if you love the show, that sounds really good.
See, the thing is, though, like, I can imagine that if that's got good writing and awesome... This is the other thing. Anime is really known for, like, having very diverse styles of animation and really interesting different styles of animation.
Beautiful visuals. I mean, amazing.
It would be probably a pretty cool thing to watch.
So this is one of those genres, though, that's not grouped by... the sound of the music necessarily.
Right. Well, see, that's what I had to figure out because there was orchestral stuff, piano stuff. So I could have gotten it wrong. Like, is weeb just that hypo poppy stuff or is it anything? But I really, like, I asked a lot of people.
Yeah.
But of course, nobody was a weeb. So they didn't really know. Even all the people I know that were into anime.
Is this another case of it being a genre where genre is possibly questionable as well? Like, is this even a genre, or are we just putting a ring around a bunch of things?
Yeah, I think, it's a ring around a bunch of things. I mean, I guess, but that's all a genre is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's
and
very
especially
true.
Especially if there's a social collective that likes it as well, that makes it even more of a genre. Like, there's this, that ring includes, like, people in a social life and people that exchange it, debate it, talk about it.
Listen to it.
Yeah, and there's probably some of these artists that fans wouldn't listen to. They only listen to weeb.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
I find that, like, this is very different to the last track we played. Wow.
It's got some shredding guitar.
So the show is a dark fantasy manga series.
But so was this one... This is why I think I've heard of it, actually. Is it taken from a manga and turned into an anime? Can anyone text in and tell me if that's right? Tokyo Ghoul 5395. or any other of these TV shows that we're talking about?
It was a manga and then a television series. But then some go back and forth.
Right, okay.
Then they'll make a manga, you know, that's a prequel. And then they go... So there's a lot of interaction between the I guess, the hard copy and the TV shows. And then, you know, of course, we probably watch it all with the overdubs.
Yeah.
Some of those Japanese anime get really big stars to do the voices in
like
the English versions.
Netflix put all of those Studio Ghibli movies on over lockdown, and you could either watch it with the English voice overdubbed or with the original Japanese and then the English subtitles. And there was like a line straight down the middle of our flat about who wanted to do what. Yeah, yeah.
But they get some good voices, you know, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. You're like, wow.
Shall we move into the next track?
Yeah. Right, what's number three,
so
Tess?
So this is a theme tune to a TV show, is that right?
Yeah.
It's called Punchline.
Oh, I like this.
This is the theme song. A lot of them are the theme songs
there.
See, I thought it was only this kind of stuff.
This is fun.
Don't you feel like saving the world?
Yeah, totally.
2015. Okay, this person becomes, following a bus jacking incident, Yuta finds himself ejected from his own body and becoming a spirit, guided by a cat spirit. He must learn to master his spirit powers in order to protect his housemates from the circumstances they find themselves in. However, if Yuta sees a girl's panties twice in a row within a short amount of time, Earth will be destroyed by a meteor.
Sorry, hang on. So
it took a real turn there.
Yeah. I'm struggling to see the connection between the cat spirit and that.
You'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
So this is an idol group that like has their own career, but they brought them in to do the... But here's this other dark hole I went into. So apparently this song, and also these girls in the idol group all claim to be otaku. So they're legit.
Okay.
They're not just stepping in.
This is like the real...
But this is a Denpa song. Deal. Denpa is a Japanese music that's intentionally strange and catchy. And this is another subculture, an aspect of otaku culture. And it's got its own subculture of people dedicated to Denpa music. And Denpa means electromagnetic waves.
Whoa.
It's named after a murderer that claimed he was being controlled by electromagnetic waves.
Oh, it's a dark rabbit hole you've gone down.
Yeah, so it's people that are like strange and different, quirky, out of tune with reality. So it's, again, it's like otaku. It's kind of maybe, I guess, taking pride in being sort of different and odd.
Well, that's kind of cool. But yeah, a bit freaky, the
so yeah, if you want to go down the rabbit hole,
maybe not so good.
Look up Denpa and this whole Denpa subculture.
But so this track is kind of a banger.
Well, yeah, because they say that it looks cute, but it's got these darker themes. So it's not J-pop. It's frowned upon by the mainstream because of this weirdness.
Right, okay.
And most Denpa albums are sold at Comic Cat, which must be their Comic-Con.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
People interested in otaku culture. So look up Denpa, otaku, and go down this weird rabbit hole of weird geekness.
Weird gate.
So you're supposed to feel like you're under control by the strangeness of the song, of being poisoned and brainwashed.
Ooh. I can kind of get that.
I think it's kind of cute, though, if you come back to life as a cat and have to protect your flatmates.
Yeah, that's
pretty
awesome.
They don't know it's you.
Yeah.
I don't know about the panties.
Yeah, I'm at least convinced about that bit. But the little cat's cute. But this is the thing, though. These are way more, like, interesting plotline premises than like a bunch of friends in a townhouse in New York.
I know. You know, like, way out of their price range.
Yeah, exactly.
See, no one's texting in today because everyone's afraid to admit their weebs.
Or they're under the spell.
Yes, the electromagnetic waves.
The electromagnetic waves. Remind us of the names of these tracks, Tess.
Oh, Kirsten, you might need to take the reins on this one.
Okay, well, this is from the TV show Punchline. The other one was from, it was called Unravel from Tokyo Ghoul. And the first one was called The Girl in Byakuya, and it's from Paprika.
Paprika. Fantastic. Thank you very much for that. That is a whole bunch of stuff I don't know very little about.
Me too. Wow.
I feel like I've done some learning this morning.
What's next week?
Britpop.
Yay.
Oh, nice.
Sounds great.
Yeah, you know, I like to mix it up.
I like to swing wildly between genres. It's great. I like that a lot. Kirsten, it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio. Thank you for bringing us Weeb this morning and taking us down some rabbit holes. We will see you next Friday.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
And